Congregation may be seated. If the children will come this way for the children's message.
Calvin, you might want to sit up here because we're going to do something special today. You're going to need to be on the stage. Okay, guys. So first of all, I want to ask you if you have a prized possession. One thing that you cannot live without. For me, if I had to name one thing, it's my grandmother's ring, because she's in heaven now, and this has her diamonds that my grandfather gave to her, and I made it into a ring, but it was her wedding ring, so that's like my most special possession. And for Isabel, you can see this has been very loved. She goes nowhere without her Mickey Mouse. So what's your prized possessions? Anybody want to tell me?
What's your favorite thing at your house?
Mickey Mouse.
Your Mickey Mouse, Calvin?
No. My worry dolls.
Your worry dolls. Very good. Do you have a favorite toy or a favorite thing you can't live without?
Yeah.
Yep. Gracie, what about you? You have a favorite thing that, if you just had to name one great thing, what would it be?
God.
But something you would want to take with you somewhere. Like if you had to leave your house and never go back, what would you take with you?
A stuffed animal.
A stuffed animal. Gavin?
A stuffed
animal. Okay. Marcus? Daddy, what about Marcus?
Marcus has some blankets that some people here made him that he can't do without.
Okay, so it might be a stuffed animal, it might be a blanket, it might be a ring, but something that's precious to you. Well, Jesus went and had supper at a guy's house named Lazarus, and his family, Martha and Mary, were there. And when he went to have supper, Mary loved Jesus, thought so much of Jesus, that she took her perfume, which was worth a whole lot of what we would say money back then, and she took the perfume and poured it in and washed his feet with it. Now, some of the people said, "Why did you do that? That's so much money that you could have got the money and taken it for the poor." But she wanted to show Jesus just how much she loved him. So she gave Jesus her most prized possession. So that'd be like Isabel giving her Mickey or me giving my ring because I wanted to show Jesus how much I loved him. So that's what Pastor Matt's going to be reading about today. But I wanted to tell you why feet washing is so important. I mean, now do we go around washing each other's feet? No. I mean, we only do that if it's like our mom or dad helping us take a bath, right? But feet washing back then was a humble service. And humble means you're not thinking about yourself. You're thinking about others. So today, yes, I'm crazy. I want you to take off one shoe, if you're willing, and I'm going to wash your feet. I'm going to wash one of your feet because you don't have to, but if you're willing, because this is a way that even Jesus did this at the Last Supper. Jesus said that he wanted, that Jesus wanted his disciples to know that now he wanted to be humble. Of course he was humble, right? He gave his whole life for us. He gave his most prized possession of his life for us. And so he wanted his disciples to know, now it's your turn to go out and do service for others. Do you think anybody washed Jesus' feet at the Last Supper? No. He washed their feet. And so I want you to remember that Jesus gave everything for you. This is our perfume. Jesus gave everything for you, and now he wants you to go around and do that for others and tell his good name.
All right, I'll start with probably the stinkiest foot in the church.
It's warm.
I know. You don't have to. So before they did the feet washing, a servant would have already washed their feet to get the dirt off. So this was just to show that you're humble. It is warm. And I see another one. Oh, you don't? Okay. It's okay. Okay. So let's end with a prayer. Repeat after me. Dear God, help us to be humble. And to live our lives to serve you. Amen. Thank you, guys, and thank you for those that felt like they wanted to participate. Sorry.